The Garland School District took no chances at its meeting. Several police cars and a surveillance tower sat parked outside the administration building. Officers checked visitors with a metal detector wand and searched their bags. There was even a bomb-sniffing dog. The heightened security comes after police shot and killed two gunmen firing assault rifles outside the district's Curtis Colwell Center. The facility was hosting the New York-based group American Freedom Defense Initiative, which had organized the May 3rd cartoon contest. Superintendent Bob Morrison said that, like many districts, Garland ISD rents out its facilities to different groups. Even ones that have provocative viewpoints can't be excluded.
Federal law does not allow school districts to discriminate based on the viewpoint of the group renting the facility, even if we disagree with the message, the core message.
The event center has been open since 2005. Voters approved the facility as part of a 2001 bond package. In January, the school board was criticized when it rented out the center to organizers of an event called Stand with the Prophet that supported Muslims and denounced Islamophobia. Protesters showed up, but there was no violence. Following that event, the American Freedom Defense Initiative picked Garland for its cartoon contest. Some critics say the group is anti-Islam, but the organization says it's expressing its right to free speech. At Tuesday night's meeting, Garland School Board President Rick Lambert talked about the importance of the First Amendment, but he said the district would review its policies regarding the event center.
And if there are ways in which we can improve our processes, then we're going to do so. But to the extent that we continue to rent the facilities to the public, we will be complying with federal and state law.
Garland resident Mary Ellenfeld was one of only two people who signed up to speak at the meeting.
You know, the city of Garland, us citizens of Garland, when we passed that bond, we said, rent it out. We said, rent it out in a way that meets federal laws, but we said, rent it out.
But Ellenfeld said the district could use some discretion to limit who rents out the facility. Michael Cosentino said he also believes the district could be more restrictive without violating the law. He's the general manager of Hyatt Place, which is next door to the Colwell Center. The hotel was on lockdown after the shooting. He regularly has to book event space.
We try to match, is the group right for our business, but also is our space and our venue right for that group.
Cosentino urged the district to form a committee to come up with new rental guidelines.
Safety of our guests and safety of our staff is something that we do look at. So if a group does pose a potential safety issue, we may disqualify them from somebody that we want to take their business.
What the district plans to do remains unclear. School board members met behind closed doors to discuss the district's security protocols. Stella Chavez, KERA News.